Hi, my name is Joe, and I just finished the Celebrate Your Man conference and absolutely love the authenticity of both presenters, how they let us know that they're doing what they're presenting and they are real. It was amazing. I'm listening to the girls on the Big Blue Couch show.
You're listening to the Girls on the Big Blue Couch show with Mandy B. Anderson and Rachel Chumley. Today on episode 35, we revisit our I Am Beautiful series with a special story about living in the solution with special guest Nikki Johnson. Welcome to our show. We are Rachel Chumley and Mandy B. Anderson. We're the co-founders of Big Blue Couch Coaching, a life coaching company dedicated to empowering women to overcome, all from the comfort of a cozy sofa.
And we are really excited today. We're having some fun. A little more fun than we probably should be having. Our sound guy is not happy with us right now because of all the giggling. Anyway, our special guest today is Nikki Johnson, and we are so excited to have Nikki with us. A little bit about her. On August 6th, 2012, Nikki made the choice to get sober, and she began a road from self-destruction to self-discovery. Since then, she has enrolled at Bismarck State College, pursuing a degree in mass communications, specializing in journalism. She is also a trained and certified recovery coach who volunteers as a coach at West Central Human Service Center and Heartview Foundation. Her goal is to travel, speaking publicly about issues that we as women have with things such as relationships, self-esteem, sex, drug, and alcohol addiction, body image, fears, and spirituality. So Nikki, welcome to our show.
Hello, thanks for having me.
It's always a pleasure to be around you. We have a lot of fun when we talk to you.
Yes, it is. We have so much fun.
It's like getting together with old friends and we just giggle a lot.
Old new friends,
I know.
So this series that we do from time to time is called the I Am Beautiful series, and it's really about sharing our stories so that others can be encouraged and inspired to overcome their own circumstances. Mm-hmm. And you have a very inspiring story, Nikki. In fact, the first time that I met you, I was just in awe at your story and your attitude and just how you have really just embraced your journey of overcoming and recovering from drugs and alcohol, as well as learning to live in the solution instead of the problem. And you do this all while becoming a lighthouse to others for healthy relationships and self-worth. So tell us all about this. What does living the solution mean to you, and how did you get to that point?
Well, basically, I started living the solution once I became sober 2 years ago. And during that journey, I found out that living in the problem, what that meant was, as I realized there was only one problem that I had, and that was the 4-inch prison between my ears.
Ooh, I love that.
Your ears. Yeah, and it was like I was being held captive by so many different forms of fear, mm-hmm. like worry, anxiety, stress, lies, manipulation, control, and all of that stuff was just blocking me mm-hmm. from really being who I am, and that's being a spiritual person,
right.
You know?
Right. So how long have you been sober?
2 years, August 6th.
So today is September 24th. So right. As we're recording this. So just over 2 years exactly.
Yep, exactly. And it's been such a journey for me. I've had ups, I've had downs, I've had so many learning experiences. And so what I found was by living in the solution, I'm practicing the principles of humanity, basically, like love, tolerance, patience, kindness, compassion, and all of those things. I had no idea what they were. I literally had to look up quite a few of those words in the dictionary.
Oh, wow.
Yes, like humility. I had no idea. And I was talking to a girl and I was like, what is humility? And she basically said was not thinking less of yourself, but thinking of yourself less. Mm-hmm. And I really enjoyed what she said about that. And then over time, those thoughts on humility evolved into being a happy learner.
Mm-hmm.
And because I had no idea. And when I was in that way of thinking and thinking of those old behaviors, you know, I was more or less a selfish person, very self-centered, very controlling. And I wasn't worried about helping other people or being of service or giving back. I was like, give me whatever I want, whenever I want, right now, because I need that instant gratification.
Right.
I was constantly looking for an exterior solution for an inward problem.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of people who've gone through addiction can understand that addiction in itself is just a very selfish problem to be in for people. So before August 6th, was there any big thing that happened that made you decide that you were done and that you wanted to get clean and start a new life for yourself?
Oh, yeah. I was a hot mess. I was a hot mess. I'm not even going to lie. And it was all of this like self-will run riot kind of stuff. Just like running through lives of people like mm-hmm. a tornado and not caring about the consequences mm-hmm. at all.
Right.
I had broken relationships, no contact really with my family. I was going from job to job, mm-hmm. really just in full-blown fear of I'm not going to get what I want or I'm going to lose something that I have, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. And I had no idea what kind of solution there was. All I knew was that that something needed to change. And in that very moment was when an act of providence happened, a divine intervention, and the doors started just slamming open for me. Opportunities came into my life where I was able to get the help that I needed.
Right.
And what happened was is I ended up getting a DUI.
Okay.
And that is what saved me. I got mm-hmm. the DUI and I said, man, something's got to change. Mm-hmm. Because if nothing changes, nothing changes.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know?
That's awesome. Thank you for sharing that and being honest with your story.
Oh, absolutely.
Because I think it's really important mm-hmm. as we, you know, Mandy and I share our stories and mm-hmm. we're very honest and vulnerable with people. And I think you saying, you know, I did get a DUI. I did hit the bottom, but I can pick myself back up and so can you.
And absolutely. And if I'm not authentic with myself or with you guys, that's not going to encourage mm-hmm. anybody else around me to be authentic.
Right.
And that's what I mean by mm-hmm. I am the lighthouse. I am no longer the victim. And mm-hmm. when you show that light inside of you, that inspires other people to show their light as well.
Right.
And that's what I've learned mm-hmm. through the process of being in the solution, being on a path from, you know, to be enlightened. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. So talk to me a little bit about recovery. Did you go through an actual program? Did you do a couple of different things before you found your sobriety?
Well, what happened was when I got my DUI, I did enter my third treatment.
Okay.
Because I had gone through treatment before.
Okay.
And but I just wasn't ready then to live mm-hmm. another life. And so through that treatment, I was introduced to a 12-step program.
Okay.
And so by working the principles of that program, then I found that new design for living.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I incorporate into my life now. And surrounding that concept is to really start living a spiritual lifestyle.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, finding a higher power of your own understanding is what they say. But my higher power, I call God,
mm-hmm.
you know. And he's doing things in my life that I cannot do for myself. Mm-hmm. And I see those miracles every single day. And people talk about miracles in the idea of, oh, this man is going to save a baby and lift a car off of it, you know. It's not that simple magnitude. It can be just as simple as a perception shift from mm-hmm. fear-based thoughts into loving thoughts.
Right.
Absolutely. What I really love about you, Nikki, is that your passion about overcoming this and moving forward and shifting your perspective, that passion, it just oozes out of you. Like, you just light up when you talk about this.
Yeah.
And even when you talk about, you know, yes, there are people who will say, just, you know, choose your higher power. But we all of us in this room have chosen to believe that God is the higher power. And that really makes a difference. Mm-hmm. And so one of the questions that came through my mind as I'm listening to your story is, what would you tell somebody who might be listening to this mm-hmm. and maybe they've made that decision that they've hit rock bottom and they want to do something moving forward, but they're not quite sure how long it will take, or they maybe don't see the results right away? What would you tell somebody in that situation today?
The first thing that comes to mind is just wake up. wake up and show up for your life. Mm-hmm. You know, this isn't a game anymore. You know, it's a matter of life or death.
Right.
And you have to make that conscious choice. And is it scary? Yeah, it's scary. Because you have to change mm-hmm. everything right. about yourself. You know, mm-hmm. you have to change your friends. You have to change the places that you hang out with. And essentially, it's like you have to be willing to get vulnerable, mm-hmm. be mm-hmm. cracked wide open, right. and let the sun shine in.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Let the light in. Let good come to you graciously. Mm-hmm. A lot of times we're so worried about, like, I don't deserve this. I don't deserve to receive good things right. into my life. Right. I don't deserve to be treated well. I don't deserve to be loved. Mm-hmm. It's baloney. Mm-hmm.
Right.
It's baloney. Right. And everybody is worth something. Mm-hmm. You are valuable. You are worth something. You deserve a better way of life than the life that you've been living. So wake up and mm-hmm. make a choice. Show up for your life. And it's going to be the best thing that you've ever did for yourself. And you're going to have a life mm-hmm. beyond your wildest dreams.
Right. I love it. And I love how you brought that up, that people don't feel like they're worthy. They don't feel like they are worth it.
No.
And I think a lot of that plays into what we were talking about, the humility.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
We have a false perception of what humility is.
Oh, absolutely. Because, right. you know, you think of humility as like, oh, I'm humiliated.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, I'm so embarrassed. You know right. what I mean? But it's not that at all. Mm-hmm. You know, seldom do we think of character building and as something to strive for. Mm-hmm. You know right. what I mean?
Yep.
When it comes to character and comfort, we're often chasing after what we think is happiness.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe it's with shopping. Maybe it's with food. Maybe it's with you know, men, you know, drugs, sex, alcohol. Yep. We're looking for that exterior fulfillment for something that is going on the inside of us. Mm-hmm. And really, we're so externally referred when it's an internal issue we need to address.
Mm-hmm. I also love that. Okay, the three of us are coaches,
right?
I mean, we all have coaches in our resume yes. at different levels,
yeah. Right.
And maybe you can identify with this, but I love how you said, you know, when you're looking for that happiness mm-hmm. and you're going after it, you're maybe not going after character building.
No.
I think anybody who decides to stick with the calling mm-hmm. of a life coach, I say stick with the calling, not choose to be a life coach, because they're two different things.
Right,
yes,
right, yeah.
Oh, and
yeah.
when you stick with the calling, you find yourself in character building situations all the time.
All the time.
And you don't want to be in them necessarily, but you recognize their purpose.
Right.
Yeah, like, you know, for instance, if some things that I've been going through recently, and it's just like taking leadership roles. Mm-hmm. And so basically what I do at this time is I try to spiritualize everything. Okay, God, what would you have me learn from this?
Mm-hmm.
What, you know, what would you have me say?
Right.
You know, where would you have me go? What would you have me do? What would you have me say? And to whom?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Show me what you got.
Right.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Because when you're thinking along those lines of like humility or being in pain or suffering or anything like that, it's so uncomfortable to change.
Mm-hmm.
It's so uncomfortable yep. to learn, but you've got to become vulnerable. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times we think of vulnerability as weakness. But what I recently learned was that vulnerability is a cornerstone of confidence.
Right.
Your value is in your courage.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I love that. I love that. And I think, you know, we can get so stuck
yeah.
in the victim mentality, and
oh,
we
yeah.
can get stuck, you know, refusing to change, because you do get used to. You get used to the sickness around
oh,
you.
Yeah.
You get used mm-hmm. to the garbage. It
yeah.
doesn't smell anymore. You don't even realize you've lived on the couch for a year. And so
we're covering up the stink with right. potpourri, but really, you know, you got to take the whatever it is and wash it and
right.
change it
mm-hmm.
and
right.
readdress
Absolutely.
It, you know?
So I want to ask you, because right now, as you've been getting sober and all these things have only, you know, it's been 2 years, and now you work with Heartview Foundation and the West Central Human Service Center. So tell me a little bit about what you actually do there and maybe some of your training and how you got into actually helping other people work through their recovery.
Yeah. You know, something that I've learned on my journey is that when you're feeling helpless, help someone.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I did was, as I thought of ways that I could be of service, and I found actually those opportunities found me. I was at a dead end job. I had a friend contact me and say, "Hey, can we meet for coffee?" And I said, "Sure." So I'm sitting there with her, and she's like, "Hey, so I wanted to talk to you about, you know, being a recovery coach at Heartview."
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, "What? Are you kidding me? No way!" Because I really wanted to do something like
right.
this, uh-huh. you know. And I started crying because I was like, God is good.
Mm-hmm.
God is like putting these people into my life because he sees, you know, what's going on and that people need to be helped. And that obviously, you know, when you're thinking of the past and mm-hmm. talking about the past, I don't want to shut the door on that stuff because right. the darkest moments are when the light can shine the brightest.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
And so here I am, and she's like, okay, I want you to take this class, be a recovery coach, and help us out at Heartview. And so I took that class. I became a certified recovery coach. And basically what that is just helping women who are struggling in recovery to get back into the real world.
Okay.
You know, help them maybe find a job. Help right. them find a sober mm-hmm. support network.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes people that are wanting recovery don't necessarily want to go to 12-step programs, but there are other support groups mm-hmm. in this community mm-hmm. that you can be associated with.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know?
Right. And I love that. Because, you know, like you talked about, when it comes to addiction, you usually have to change your entire life
oh,
around to be able to maintain your sobriety. And that's really right. hard to figure out how to do on mm-hmm. your own. I mean, there are 12-step programs and to help you get initially sober and clean. But how do you mm-hmm. live life after that? And I think that's
exactly.
so important,
you know,
for people to be able to know that there's mm-hmm. that kind of resource here yeah. in town.
You know, it's what I found in my own experience was it was really hard for me to reach out and ask for help
mm-hmm.
because I didn't want to seem weak.
Right.
I didn't want you to see my weaknesses because you could hold it against me.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And that's when I had that wall up. And so what I had to do was reach out for help
mm-hmm.
and say, hey, I'm really struggling. I could use some help. And what I did differently in my recovery journey is I set myself up for success by finding people that I knew were supportive of me being sober
right.
and mm-hmm. living a sober lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So I would tell people, hey, you know, I'm struggling with drugs and alcohol. This is what I need to happen in my life. You know what
mm-hmm.
I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I put in place, you know, friends, mentors, leaders, my family, all kinds of people in my life. And so that's where being a recovery coach kind of comes into play too. These people right. are going through treatment. There, a recovery coach is an option,
mm-hmm.
and so that's where I'm placed. Mm-hmm.
I love it. I just love your authenticity because people need to see that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They need to know that it is possible. You know, and I've been taking notes.
Oh, cool.
Because we're gonna quote you now on our Facebook page.
Sure.
But you have said some things that are amazing. Like, and especially I probably won't be able to say this with the passion that you did, but you said, "Wake up and show up." For your life.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I love that because so many people don't. They kind of hit the snooze button and they just kind of stumble into the room at yeah. work and just kind of they're half there.
They're on autopilot.
Right. They're on right. autopilot. And I've been there. I've yeah. lived on oh, autopilot yeah. mm-hmm. and it's like Groundhog's Day all right. over again.
right. Because it's like I have another term that I call future tripping because if you're thinking so far into the future, mm-hmm. how can you stay present
right.
and
right.
enjoy this very present moment right,
right.
now?
Right.
This mm-hmm. is all we've got.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. if you show up for this very present moment right now, there's no way you can future trip.
Right.
There's no way you're going to have anxiety or worry about things that you can't even control.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So
absolutely.
Show up right now.
When you're in your baby steps of overcoming, whether it's alcohol and drugs or it's anxiety or it's just, you know, getting over stress or depression or that
mm-hmm.
kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
All you can really do is live in that moment because
yeah.
when you start looking too far into the future, you get scared and then you want to
yeah.
just sit back down on the couch and put your sweatpants yes. back on and not deal with life anymore. And that's so true what you're saying
yes.
that you
yes.
know, you have to deal with today. That's mm-hmm. all we have. Granted, yep. I mean, we're coaches. We want people to look into the future and
yes.
see what could be better.
Yes.
But when you're in those baby stages of overcoming something, mm-hmm. you can only think maybe 5 to 10 minutes into the future. And that's all you need to do. Show
oh,
up
yeah.
and be present for mm-hmm. your life that day and make that day count. And then tomorrow will worry about itself. And
mm-hmm.
there's
oh, yeah.
a Bible verse even about that to not worry so far into the future because today is all we have. You can't
yep.
worry about tomorrow.
Let tomorrow take care of itself.
Right.
Exactly.
God just, he wants us to be future focused in the way that we plan and prepare for the future and
mm-hmm.
realize that there's a purpose.
Yeah.
Coming.
Absolutely.
But we can't future trip. We
right.
can't get stuck in it so that we're just not not being vulnerable with what's happening right now. Because a lot of times if we don't even get vulnerable enough with ourselves to dig
mm-hmm.
right now,
mm-hmm.
we won't get to that future that we hope for someday.
Right.
Right.
Because we'll be forever stuck right where we're at.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. You know, and it's like there's so much that it's like going through my brain right now that I just want
to
like.
We'll have to have you back.
Out. Yeah. Nikki Johnson, part
yeah.
two. That'd be awesome.
We're not kidding.
You'll be back.
Real.
But yeah, so it's like there's an exercise that really helped me by staying present. And I learned it from a spiritual advisor. And she said, And people might think that you're crazy, but if you're at a job and you're by yourself or something and you're just like in full blown fear and you're just freaking out. So the best thing to do to stay in that very present moment is to verbally say what you can see, smell, hear, taste, touch, whatever.
Right.
You know what I mean? So like, for example, when I was working at a hotel in the first like couple months of my sobriety, I was scrubbing a toilet or like vacuuming or something or folding towels. I'd be like, I am folding this towel. Right. I am vacuuming this floor. I am scrubbing this toilet, and just seriously say those things over and over and over until you're just not in fear anymore.
Right.
You know,
right.
A lot of times too, it's like we forget to be thankful for things. And it's, this is really funny. The other day, well, I was at Big Lots and, and all, I don't know what happened, but something came over me and I started crying in the middle of Big Lots. I'm serious. And I'm like, I'm not pretty enough. I'm not good looking. I'm not, you know, I'm not skinny enough. And all those lies that were just creeping in my head. And it was like, I looked up and I kid you not, there was a sign that said, be thankful. And I was like, okay, I get it. And so in that moment, I knew that everything was in divine and perfect order. And I was exactly where I was supposed to be at that very moment.
Right. So I think we're probably going to have to close it out pretty soon here. But just give me a little glimpse of what the future does look like for Nikki. What do you want to do with this story? And what are your hopes for the coaching that you want to do and the company that you want someday have when you're done with school?
Well, it's actually, I'm not waiting until I'm done with school.
That's awesome.
because I've already started planning events and stuff.
Right.
And
we get to be a part of one.
We do.
Can I say?
Yes.
Okay. It, this might be airing when it's over, but we'll just say we had a blast.
Yeah. Right. Okay. We're future tripping.
We're future tripping positively.
But okay, so October 11th is going to be a day called Soulshine Soiree. Right. It's at the Civic Center from 9 to 5. And basically what that is, and the idea in mind with that, was I wanted to create a day to plug people in to inspiring people in my life. And because I know that if I can do this, then anybody can do this.
Right.
And so it's that's what I want to do, is have events like that. You know, just... listening to inspirational stories, giving inspirational stories, maybe having workshops or seminars or just making video blogs or, you know, all kinds of stuff like that that I've already begun doing and just continue to tighten it up a little bit with, you know, my schooling that I've is going on at BSC right now. So, yeah, I want to travel. I want to speak. I want to help people and just and continue to be the lighthouse that I know that I can.
Right.
That's awesome. I commend you for realizing how far you've come.
Yeah.
And embracing that and harnessing that to become your passion that, that makes you do things now, all at the same time while still learning. Because there's a lot of people where they either they do one of two things. They either wait for the perfect time or they start too soon trying to get a message that they haven't completely walked through yet.
Right.
And neither one of them are good.
Right.
There are problems with both of that. But when you walk through something and you've given it some time to kind of work itself out and build within your heart, and then the doors start opening.
Oh, yeah.
You just run with it and,
oh, yeah.
and realize that it's okay to you know, tweak things as you go and realize that you're still learning. And when you're vulnerable and authentic enough to admit that, hey, I might not have the answer to that specific thing, but I know who does.
Right. And so basically what I do is show up, like I said, and leave the results up to God.
Right. Right.
And just love trust it. That he's, you know, he's got my back.
Yes. Amen, sister friend.
All right. So on that note, I think we have to, I think we have to cut the show. So I'm going to go ahead and thank you, Nikki, so much for coming.
So
and
much
then we will absolutely be having you back in.
We just love you.
I love you guys too.
And we're excited about October and the first event of many, I'm sure.
Yes.
So living the solution takes practice. And to begin your own personal journey of believing that you are beautiful and living the solution instead of being the problem, we encourage you to download our 7 days of free coaching to help you feed your mind with truth. You don't want to do this alone. And you can find that at our website, www.bigbluecouchcoaching.com. And we want to thank you so much for hanging out with us girls on the Big Blue Couch. We look forward to chatting with you again next week on the Big Blue Couch, where life happens.